As Kansas deals with flooding in the aftermath of a tornado, disaster officials across the U.S. are preparing for hurricane season, which begins next month. Starting today, state officials in Florida are running an annual hurricane preparedness drill, responding to a fictional storm called Hurricane Tolbert. Earlier, I spoke with Mike Stone of Florida's Division of Emergency Management about how his state is getting ready.
What we do each year in the state of Florida is we bring in members across our state agencies and our local county emergency management offices to play in a life in real time exercise designed to test roles and responsibilities, kind of like spring training before we go into the real season.
So can you describe some of the actual activities that you're doing as part of this so-called spring training?
We have some 300 emergency management workers and a very large operations center in the state capitol, and they are looking at current observation reports and satellite imagery, working on their specific area missions or assignments in the state of Florida. We break it out to 18 different areas, some dealing with our tourism component in Florida, some more common, such as law enforcement, fire rescue, and Department of Transportation. So literally, we bring in all the elements that you would have to use in a large-scale event with the idea of getting everybody in here, kind of kick the tires on the system, make sure everybody's ready to go as needed.
The official hurricane season begins in just a few weeks. Any sense of what kind of storms you might be expecting in 2007?
We were very fortunate last year that we had somewhat of a reprieve in 2006. But what we do know from the experts is that we are still in this cycle of greater activity. And we know that as Floridians, 6 months out of every year, hurricanes are a fact of life. So it's something we really use to help not only do our, quote, spring practice right now, but we use it as a way to get our citizenry involved.
Mr. Stone, can you give an example of something that maybe you learned during a drill in a year past that you actually put into action during a real hurricane?
One of the elements that we're practicing right now, which is a big element of our response, is the deployment of our resources. We've actually physically moved incident management teams down the state in their vehicles to be prepared to go into our mythical or our drill places to do impact. We've also stood up our operation centers for logistics, whether it be water or emergency food supplies. Again, really rehearsing the real elements that we've learned, how critical it is to be as forward-facing as we can in advance of the unknown of a real event. One of the big things that we face in disasters is the fact that all the elements you have to deal with are so dynamic. So one of the elements that was really critical was, how do we best service our residents of Florida? How do we get information out timely? Instead of waiting for a particular time to do perhaps a press briefing or availability to share news, we've gone to more of a dynamic scheme where as soon as we have information that has been ready for publish, we'll publish it dynamically on our state website so that not only the public can read this information, but we're also getting messages out to our members of the press that cover us and have many different deadlines today.
Mike Stone of the Florida Division of Emergency Management, thanks so much for chatting with us.
Thank you.